Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Busby reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Kell reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Young moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Martin now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive towards third. Minoso catches it and throws to first to double up Lemon. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Narragon to second, and Fox is out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Kell reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kell moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Reynarlski now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-2 in the game. Narragón hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Narragón reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Narragón scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Doby reaches second base with a double. Young moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. Doby scores. It's 11-6, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Altobelli moves to second. It's 12-6, Indians. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Narragón hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altobelli scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's 14-6, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell strikes out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Les Moss now catching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith is attempting to get to third on the play. Here comes the throw, and Smith is out. There goes Doby attempting to get to second. There's the throw to second, and Doby is out. Doby is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Laughlin now playing center field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Strickland hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy catches it and throws to first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-9, Indians. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.